We talk about all the different things that have happened in Grand Central over the years. There are a lot of really interesting things that took place here that no one knows about. There was a CBS broadcast studio. There was an art gallery. There was an art school. There have been performances that have taken place here. There was a USO lounge on the space now occupied by a restaurant. So there are a lot of really interesting ghosts, I think, that tell us a lot about what happened here in the building. And I think Grand Central is really town square for New York City. It is one of New York's largest indoor spaces and certainly one of the largest spaces where people congregate. And people gather here almost spontaneously to celebrate, to mourn, to share information, to just sort of be with one another when things are happening in our world. And so I think the terminal has, in a sense, mirrored the turbulence, the achievements, the celebrations over all the different decades in the last century. They've all sort of happened in one way or another here at Grand Central. The clock on the outside on the south facade of Grand Central Terminal is the largest example of Tiffany glass anywhere. So the clock on the main concourse where everybody gathers, meet me at the clock, that is a beautiful brass clock, which the face of which is made of opaline glass. It is really a beautiful piece of art. The ornamentation all around the terminal was created by a French artist who decorated everything, almost every surface and every, whether it's a light fixture or a water fountain, with oak leaves and acorns, because the acorn was a symbol of the Vanderbilt family. And so you see it everywhere. If you take a moment to just look close up at the ornamentation and again at the photographs in the book and the exhibition, acorns in every possible variety. The sculpture on the south facade of the building was designed by a man named Félix Coutin, who was a French sculptor who did a lot of monuments in Paris, who was a bit of a snob and didn't want to set foot in New York City, so he sent a model of the sculpture that he envisioned, and it was built right here in Long Island City. The sky ceiling in the main concourse is, again, a beautiful work of art designed by another French artist named Paul Elleux, and it is a beautiful depiction of the astrological symbols, and there's no building like it. We do not build buildings like this anymore, and to take a moment to really look at the type of ornamentation and the type of materials that are used in this building is really worth it.
The other thing is it kind of goes through the different periods of rail. The growing up of rail, the subsiding of rail. Just in a few words, explain kind of the basic history of rail history here, starting from the beginning.
Well, railroading was on the rise when Cornelius Vanderbilt decided to purchase a number of the railroads that were running out of New York and combine them into one. And railroading continued to rise. The 20th Century Limited, one of the great and most famous trains that we know of that ran from here, from New York to Chicago. And so I'd say that railroading was one of the prime forms of transportation. If you were going to go anywhere in this country, you were going by rail. And that ascension of that form of transportation was on the rise until I would say the 50s and the 60s, when we started building highways in this country, and the airline industry was on the rise, and the production of cars was on the rise. And at that point, railroading began its decline. And so that Grand Central went from being a hub of both local and national transportation to being what it is today, which is a commuter rail hub.
And the future is we've got a new tunnel coming in, and you can see about that.
Right now, under where we're standing, about 20 stories below, is being built a new railroad station for the first time in probably 50 years in New York City. And that is what is being called East Side Access. It will bring Long Island Railroad trains, which now stop on the west side. Even though they're coming through Queens on the east, they only stop at Penn Station on the west side. But now there'll be a new station for those trains coming in from Long Island at Grand Central. It's called East Side Access, and it will bring, tens of thousands of passengers every day and save all of those people the commuting time from, if they happen to work on the east side of Manhattan, from walking across town again. They'll be right here.
Any final words?
Come see this exhibit. It's only open until March 15th. It is a great way to really understand the significance of this building. It is a blessing that it was saved. It is one of the world's great buildings, and there's so much to see and to learn about it, and it really does affect how New York City grew, so it's worth the trip.